This is Talent in the Age of AI, the podcast helping leaders navigate what AI means for their people, their culture, and their future. We talk with the thinkers and practitioners shaping how we work, learn, and lead, and what it takes to keep talent growing in a world that's constantly changing. We create, curate, and connect the insights and the community that helps leaders build AI confidence in themselves and in their teams. Let's dive in.
Welcome to the Talent in the Age of AI podcast. I'm your host, Rich Douglas. I've spent most of my career helping leaders and learning teams navigate change, and I'm excited to bring that perspective to the Talent in the Age of AI. Today, I'm joined by two leaders who bring a global view of talent and who are helping organizations rethink how work gets done. Patty North is the Chief Operating Officer of Hemisphere Talent Solutions, and Robin Charter is the Director of Client Solutions. Hemisphere helps U.S. organizations build strong, reliable accounting teams by connecting them with highly skilled South African professionals, and they have a unique view of how AI is reshaping their field and the broader talent landscape. We're going to talk about what they're seeing, what's shifting, and what leaders should be paying attention to as AI continues to shape the future of work. So let's get started. Patty, Robin, welcome to the podcast. Good to see you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Share with us your perspectives on what's going on with AI and accounting, and what are some of the ups and downs that are happening in your field as it relates to the introduction of artificial intelligence?
You bet. So what I'm seeing is AI is filling the talent gap for the entry-level manual tasks, those repetitive elements that are just hard to find because, again, we don't have the entry-level talent pool in the United States either. So AI is really helping accounting firms with those repetitive tasks so that they can be more strategic and advisory with their clients. Yet, one of the challenges at that same statement is lack of data integrity. If there's flaws in the data, or if an accounting firm or business has separate platforms that aren't yet communicating with one another, it's tough to use AI beyond that entry-level repetitive task component. So we're seeing it help those accounting firms that are short-staffed. They don't have the individuals to hire. It's doing that manual work and allowing them to be more strategic with their clients.
Robin, what about your perspective?
So as I think about it, AI isn't necessarily going to replace talent. It's just going to change what talent means. It is important to realize that job roles are evolving, yet not disappearing. So yes, AI will be automating and processing information much quicker. However, there is still value in human judgment in any given role. So it's really just about evolving and adapting to the changes.
I'm old enough to remember visions of rooms full of accounting clerks behind 10-key calculators clicking away, and you know, and just the imagery of that. And so much of technology has taken that away. Are you saying that there's a difference between creating the data and actually making decisions about it? And perhaps that's where the value in humans are? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, yes, absolutely. So AI can definitely automate parts of a finance role. However, it will never replace the value of a human judgment, but then also human decision-making, which is what is needed in real-world financial situations.
Patty, what do you think?
I was just going to say, I'll add to that, that someone once told me, I reported to an individual who loved spreadsheets, and he told me that a good spreadsheet tells a story. Well, AI can't really tell that story and yet use decision-making and with all data, especially when you're talking about investments, loans. It can do a lot of the preliminary if-then analysis, but it can't pull in that human element of, gee, here is a bank we've been banking with Rich for 30 years, and here's our history with him, and here's what we know beyond the financials. And that's where the humans come in. And I, and the accountants that I've talked to, many of them want to do more of that. Many of them don't want to sit behind that 10-key machine. And that's where my career started. I used to staff rooms of those individuals, so I know what you're talking about. It's getting accountants out from behind the back of the desk and having conversations with their clients.
So the fundamental question, is AI killing the accounting field? What's your take on that? It sounds like you're talking about the benefits of AI. Are there any downsides to it? Is it hurting the field in any way?
I haven't seen how it hurts the accounting world at all so far. But, you know, we're very early into this. Some might say that, gee, I'm afraid that it's going to kill the entry level positions. Well, I'll tell you, the companies I speak with here, those are the positions they struggle with the most. One global HR leader told me that her accounts payable and receivable department is the worst department, she hates to staff for it because there's lots of turnover, because it's entry level, and they don't have a big career path for those folks. So while it may replace some of those jobs, those are the jobs that are subject to the highest turnover and the most challenges with accuracy. So I think it's just going to create higher level opportunities for folks in the accounting field, especially given the statistics of the accounting shortage that we have of talent. So that's what I see anyway.
How about you, Robin? What's your perspective on AI and its impact on the accounting field?
So actually, funny enough, yesterday I was listening to a podcast. It involved the Chief Economic Opportunity Officer of LinkedIn. His name is Anish Raman. Anyway, and he was saying that AI has really forced us to rethink of what the concept of work is itself, as we are currently stepping into an entirely new kind of economy. He did explain that every single major technological shift follows the same pattern of disruption first, job change next, and then new job creation third. And with this new AI shift, it's no different. So currently, we're in that early phase of the disruption phase, which is feeling extremely chaotic because old roles are shifting, but then tools and companies are evolving and trying to figure out where these humans fit alongside smart machines. And so I completely agree with Paddy. I feel like the next phase is going to be the phase of opportunity and simply opportunity and evolving.
You know, the traditional organization, and I'll use my hands here for a moment, the traditional organization is like a pyramid or a triangle. I hear AI turning that over. This is what Paddy was talking about. The idea that, that people would be able to move up because there'd be more opportunities where there is more science, more analytics, more decision-making, more impact on the mission, and less need for the actual grinding it out, you know, the actual cranking out the data that goes into the spreadsheet, but rather what are the decisions that come out of that? I hear that. I don't know what kind of businesses you work with, but do you see any differences? Are there any different considerations when talking about AI and its impact on accounting in large organizations versus small ones?
I haven't seen much of a differentiator, at least so far. We're still in that disruption phase, right? So I think the commonality that I'm seeing is that firms, large and small, are having to look at their data integrity. Do they have good, unified, clean data that AI can leverage? Yeah, it doesn't matter what size you are. They're having to look in-house, and I'm seeing more and more articles. As a matter of fact, I just saw one from accounting yesterday where it was an entire white paper talking about how finance leaders need to look at their data integrity to really maximize what AI can do. So at least at this point, now that answer might change. If the smaller firms take advantage of it, though, I think it could really catapult those smaller firms into a competitive advantage. So that's just my opinion at the disruptor phase.
Robin, what's your take?
I agree with Patty.
So we're in the disruptor phase. It's hard to distinguish between the impact on small businesses and large. You're quite right. We're very early into this. And there's a question of, you know, it's easy to say, well, AI is a transformative technology, and it is. But transforming into what? What are the real changes going to be out there? I firmly believe that if you either get with AI or it'll get on top of you. I truly believe it is the most unique technology available to us since the development of the World Wide Web, as in terms of transformation. I mean, even the iPhone, which I think is very common, we point to that. It just allowed us to do the things we're already doing, but to do them in our palm of our hands. You know, it still wasn't transformative. This could actually change the way people work, very much like the cotton gin, you know, the telephone, things that absolutely changed the way people went about their business. So I'm really wondering, I guess I'm looking ahead to see what kind of impacts it's having. What I'm hearing from you is that it gives an opportunity to move the accounting field from one of data creation to really one of analysis and decision making and thinking. And yeah, that's where the money is. That's where the business results are lurking. Another question for you: Does AI make global, hybrid, or offshore talent more available, or less available?
You know, that's a good question. I think in terms of global or talent, I think it's going to just change the dynamics there. That's a tough question to answer because, again, we're still in these early phases. I don't see much impact on South Africa at this point because the talent that Robin has been able to source is coming in at a higher decision-making capability. These are folks that are doing deep analysis on investments and accounting and providing decisions or recommendations. But that might impact other countries. I feel like in terms of the United States, it will be a positive change in terms of giving the entry-level workforce just different career options because crunching data is really not very appealing anymore, especially when young talent knows all these tools are available. I don't know about you, Robin. Do you think there's an impact on that?
Patty, not necessarily. I think every single organization, they do require those skilled individuals in a business to provide strategy depending on the information being provided in the business. Strategy really depends on the business. It depends on the people. It depends on the risks. It depends on the real world context behind all the numbers. But then, you know, it also depends on previous experiences. And so in South Africa, you've got this pool of highly experienced qualified accountants who have those skills, who have those experiences. Yes, they can use AI to automate the numbers, but then they can still tell the story behind it. And I think every single organization still needs that human value impact when running a business.
You're both consumers of talent. That simple way to put it. You consume talent, and that means you have to have talent available to you. Our audience is primarily talent developers. Do you have any advice for them as it relates to the changes that you're seeing in technology, including AI, and what they need to pay attention to in terms of generating the talent that you want to turn around and tap into for your customers and clients?
Advice that I would offer based on just not only experience here working with global talent, but working in a startup company. I've relied heavily on AI to help develop our infrastructure, whether it be processes and procedures, handbooks, even information for clients. I would encourage HR professionals, talent development individuals to embrace AI. Yep, frame some security measures. So using whatever AI platform you want, make sure it's a closed session, unless you want to educate the internet on everything that you're entering. Because I did hear a news article or a news story that, gee, internet is reaching its capacity. So AI is now teaching the internet its new content. So businesses just need to be cautious of making sure personal information isn't uploaded, making sure that the identity of any of the owners of the data is protected. But yet at the same time, I would say, gosh, challenge your teams. Give them a problem and say, who can come up with a solution using AI in a way that protects our customers, yet comes up with something creative? And I think if talent professionals layer AI into the talent development, they may find the talent brings new solutions to the business. That's what's fun.
Thanks, Patty. Robin, I want to switch it up just a little bit for you because you're providing the talent and yet you're tapping into the talent pool. Do you have any advice for the accounting field and the talent development field that provides these people to you, given the rapid changes in technology, including AI that we're facing now?
I would recommend for companies to invest in AI literacy, not AI mastery. So really understanding where and how you can utilize these AI tools and how they can provide you with that advantage in your career. That's what I would recommend.
You know, it's kind of interesting because here in the US, and I don't know how it is in South Africa, but it is on our bucket list. We're coming. What I'm curious about is that I want to use it as an example. When you go for a driver's license here in the US, any state, you have to show that you can operate the vehicle. At no point do you have to lift the hood or the boot and show that you know how to manipulate the engine or repair something or anything like that. You don't even have to show that you know how to put gasoline into the engine. Those things are just accepted that they will be provided to you as the driver. I'm using it as a metaphor for talent development as it relates to artificial intelligence. And it was triggered by something you said, Robin. It's we need to get, as talent developers, we need to get on top of this. And I like the difference between mastery and literacy is really key. And I just, you have the title of a book there, so I really wish you would write it. And that is that, yes, we don't have to master it, but we have to understand it. We have to be in and around it. We don't have to know how an internal combustion engine works. We need to be able to operate the vehicle. And I love that. So that's a real challenge in terms of getting us broader awareness and understanding. It's kind of like language. You know, we have we share words with, they have common meaning. We say things and then people understand them, you know, and what if that wasn't the case? And we had to build everything from the ground up, and AI feels that way right now. It feels like we're building everything from the ground up instead of having some common understanding and being able to say, I did this, and people immediately understand what happened or didn't happen when you generated that data or you created that report and so forth. We're seeing a lot of that in the higher education world where people are just frightened of AI. Because the whole thinking is, oh my goodness, our students will stop thinking and they will let the machine think for them and then give it to us to evaluate. And we're like, well, you didn't do this work. I'm old enough to remember going through business school and when calculators were brand new, and that was going to ruin everybody's thinking. You know, what's to think about? Punch a few buttons. And we all know that that's not true. And eventually the field, eventually the academics, the preparation for going into these was embrace that technology and said, yes, when I was in school, it was, you can't have a calculator during the test. Now is you have to bring a calculator to take the test. It's totally changed. And I wonder if AI is also going to make that change as well, where right now we're saying, oh my goodness, what's happening to us? And pretty soon it's going to be, you need to bring that knowledge. And I know that was a rant, but I'm really serious about that. Go ahead, Robin.
So, I mean, if you think about it, 10% of all jobs today did not exist at the start of the century. Now, the start of the century brought new technology changes. It brought the world of computers. Now, you have jobs such as data scientists, software engineers, social media managers. You didn't have that 20 to 40 years ago. So I think as, you know, technology evolves, so will jobs. There will be new job creation. New skills will be emerging. New trends will be developing. So I think almost look at it not in a daunting way, because human beings are resilient, adaptable people. And yeah, I suppose we will continue to adapt.
Yeah, add to that. You both have said something that just reminded me of when the job board first came out. And I saw that first ad for Monster.com during the Super Bowl in 2000. And when we got back to the office that Monday, it was, oh my gosh, this is going to be the death of recruiting and staffing companies. And there were predictions that our industry would just disappear. And all it did was it made us sit back and say, okay, well, how can we take advantage of this? And where's our spot? And it has not negatively impacted the recruiting world at all. I think AI is the same way. And right now, to your points, it's so new that humans need to use it and validate it. Trust but verify. I have learned that even in my own experience in trying to create some content. And then I read the results. I'm like, no, that's not what I was asking for. That's not what I wanted you to do. So AI is still learning. And those educators that are afraid of AI replacing the students' ability to analyze the data, well, gosh, right now, what better time to have students embracing AI, because AI is still learning. And the smart students will know how to educate the AI to get the best results, because AI just doesn't spit it out for you right away. It might someday, but not now.
So I want to stay with that concept for a minute about the transformations that are occurring. Technology has always consumed jobs. If you have any doubt about that, then go ask your elevator operator, or go ask your town crier, or go ask your milkman, or any number of other jobs that technology has gobbled up and spit out. The difference, however, and I want to get your reaction to this, the difference is those were generational changes. Somebody from a previous generation did that, but your generation doesn't. Now, I get the feeling we're talking about intergenerational differences, where it's happening within our careers, where these are changes that will change the way we work and what we do during our own careers, and the need to be nimble to move with the technology because it's changing so rapidly. What's your reaction to that, especially in the field of being able to bring talent to bear in what you do?
You know, for me, it brings to mind the transformation in the healthcare industry and the implementation of technology that made the file clerk obsolete, made their medical records clerk obsolete, but now they are, those roles have elevated. They're more technology centric in how medical records are digitized and sent across multiple organizations. I see AI the same way. You're right, though. It's going to impact every generation and every role. But if we look at it, it's an opportunity for every role to evolve. And, you know, think of that file clerk or that medical records clerk who had a chance to go from dealing with someone's files who weighed 50 pounds with x-rays to now being able to learn something new to help elevate that skill set. That's just an illustration of what I see happening with AI across every role. It's a chance to say, gee, I've been doing the same thing for 10 years. Now I can learn how to do the same thing differently, more effectively, faster, more efficiently.
Now, Robin, you're on the supply side and you're providing talent. Talent that's been through a developmental process to be that talent. Do you see any impacts of, or what impacts do you see of advancing technology, including AI, on the development of chartered accountants and the talent pool that you're leveraging?
It's not necessarily I haven't necessarily seen it affecting the accounting talent pool as much as it would in different sort of teams, such as marketing, for example. However, I think now with the launch of new accounting software, that has definitely impacted the way accountants simply go about their everyday business. We were actually speaking with a candidate a couple of days ago about an she was an employee benefit plan auditor. However, in the US, they've adopted a new system called Attire, EBP, which is where auditors simply use the system for their EBP auditing. Anyway, she is an experienced accountant. However, she has also made herself an expert on the software. So she has realized that, okay, she's got the qualification, she's got the knowledge. However, these companies in the US are advancing to using this accounting software. How would she position herself to be better than the rest? Well, it's very simple. She's literally become an expert in how to use the software. So I think that's where we've seen it, is that accountants have really gone a step ahead of everyone else. And they've really started adopting the different softwares that are being used in companies today.
Accounting is a heavily regulated field. Lots of processes and procedures that are required by regulation, by law, et cetera. Do you see an impact of AI on that, or what impact is it having in terms of being able to remain compliant?
Yeah, that's a good question. And that's one firms are really struggling with. And AI can actually help ensure compliance. It can help ensure consistency with the results. However, that takes us back to, you've got to be smart about how you're using AI, making sure that private information is protected, and you need to verify the results. That's where the human element comes in, is, you know, AI can give you that initial output, but boy, if it's going to be something that's going to be scrutinized under regulations, a human should double check it and a human should verify it. And that's where it's elevating those opportunities for people.
So if you ask an AI bot to draw you a picture of a horse and you end up with a blue horse, that doesn't mean that there are blue horses out. It just was able to create for you, you know? So Robin, what's your perspective on AI and other forms of technological advances as they impact the regulatory aspects of the field?
Oh, Rich, I'm going to have to agree with Patty on that one.
That's fair enough. There's a lot of agreement here. Oh, what I'd like to do is turn the tables. You were very generous with your time today. And I want to kind of just turn the table and just give you the floor, you know, on anything else that you'd like to share with our audience, whether it's about AI or it's about your mission, about your anything that you'd like to make. You know, I want to make sure that we cover all of our bases. And Robin, I'm going to go to you first.
Oh, can we not start with Patty first?
Then let's go to Patty first and we'll come back to Rob. No rule.
Advice to the audience on AI is engage with your people as you start to use it. Experiment with it. Jim Collins, author, wrote the book, Good Companies Become Great Companies, when they look internally at the people who are driving the processes that they make, that's their service and deliverable. So tap into those folks and engage with them to see how they're using AI, because it could help you bring a new idea to the market. So that's my advice on AI. And as far as our company, one thing I'd like to make sure the audience knows is that our Hemisphere Talent Solutions mission is not to replace American workers. I'm a Nebraskan, and I'm very proud of that. And I just want everyone to know our job, we are not here replacing American workforce. We are bringing to the table individuals to fill the spots the American workforce doesn't have the capability of delivering. And I think that's an important distinction. And our goal is to be able to provide opportunities for individuals who could possibly explore a legal pathway to the United States. So it's important that if you're looking at offshoring and exploring companies in that regard, man, ask about their bigger mission beyond just filling needs, because that's our heart behind the purpose.
You know, it's a global market, and in no more so than in services, because services combined with technology can be provided anywhere and everywhere simultaneously around the globe. And that means that we are competing, whether we like it or not, we're competing in an international market, and we're competing on talent, we're competing on price, we're competing on speed. It's there's no way around that. And so it may feel like to some people that, you know, we're replacing Americans. No, we're not. As you said, we're filling gaps, and that's what's most important. And if frankly, and I'm going to get on a soapbox here for a moment, if the United States wants to fill that gap, then it needs to do it proactively. That's what the Far East Asian tigers did, like Taiwan and Singapore. They did it purposefully. In the meantime, can we accept that we're one planet, one people, and perhaps, you know, we're going to work together? And technology is going to allow us to leverage that. Robin, I'd like to give you the floor in the last.
Yeah, Rich, I completely agree. So AI definitely won't close that talent gap, as you still do need those skilled people. Skilled people with real life experiences, with business strategy. But it's also important to remember that those skilled people may be outside the borders of your own country. And I think this is a really good opportunity for all of us to think or rethink where our talent can come from. The world is full of highly capable professionals. And, you know, global talent partners such as ourselves really do want to help organizations tap into that human expertise, because it's quite obvious that that's exactly where what they need the most in this changing environment.
And I think I'd like to tack on to that, that these advances in technologies, again, and this has been a theme throughout our conversation today, it's not going to replace humans. It's going to free humans to higher levels, higher orders of thinking, analysis, and business results. And that's what we should be achieving. Get on top of it, or it'll get on top of you. I want to thank you both for joining us today at our inaugural Talent in the Age of AI podcast. I really appreciate your contributions and your generosity and your lack of fear, because I am filled with plenty of it, but your lack of fear in coming in and trying this out with us. So we really appreciate it. I want to thank you for joining us in the episode of Talent of the Age of AI podcast. Special thanks to both Patty North and Robin Charter. Patty North from Omaha, Nebraska. Robin, we didn't ask, where are you at in South Africa?
So Rich, I'm based in Cape Town.
There you go. So Cape Town, South Africa. Thank you. And they're both from Hemisphere Talent Solutions. And I want to just thank you both for sharing your insights and helping us take a clear look at what AI is doing and with how it's changing not only the accounting field, but how we do business in general. And if you want more resources, folks, to deepen your understanding of AI in talent development, visit talentintheageofai.com, just as it reads. There you'll find blogs, white papers, and other resources, ways to get involved. Membership in the organization is popular because it offers additional tools for teams that want trusted, structured, practical support as they build their AI confidence, including full transcripts and extended notes from our podcasts. If today's conversation was helpful, subscribe to the show and share it with a colleague who is navigating similar questions. The more we learn together, the better prepared we all become for the changes ahead. I'm Rich Douglas. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks for listening to Talent in the Age of AI. If this conversation gave you new ways to grow in your own work and to better support your people, follow the show and share it with others in your HR and talent network. Members get even more. Full episode transcripts, extended show notes, and companion resources to help you put these insights into action. Learn more and join us at talentintheageofai.com. We're here to help leaders create, curate, and connect what's needed to build tomorrow's workforce today. See you next time.